Okay, but you're going to have to speak loud enough so that it's audible here, or you have to sit closer.
So Maharaj, I was asking, why did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always comply with Haridas Thakur's request for staying away, not eating with him, not staying in the same place with him? Because Chaitanya, if he had changed that, then was it possible that that would have paved the way for foreign devotees to go into the Jagannath temple?
Because Lord Chaitanya didn't want to interfere with strongly established social convention that even if it was material, particularly because many people don't understand the principles of pure devotional service, and yet they're still followers or believers, and if you try to force their hand, then they become antagonistic altogether. So they're finished adhikaris, people who, for instance, don't think that Haridas Thakur or ISKCON devotees are going to contaminate Jagannath because of their past birth. I mean, it's more than Kanishka, it's just silly, because in the meantime they allow meat-eating Hindus in. They don't allow Buddha who gamble, who smoke, who do everything under the sun, just because they happen to be born in a Hindu family. But if someone really lives like a Hindu, but wasn't born in a Hindu family, they don't let him in. But if you get too aggressive with those people, then they become antagonistic. They'll become antagonistic to the pure devotees, and then they'll commit offenses. I think, to the best of my knowledge, the law of Orissa and Puri is that anyone can enter the temple. And I remember visiting the Gajapati once in his house in Bhubaneswar, and he said that even though that's the law, in other words, legally, you know, you could go in with a police escort, but because these people are so attached to their tradition, and they would, you know, it's like any devotee who wants to go in, they immediately, you know, beat them up. So that means they'll commit offenses to Vaishnavas. So in order to avoid that, he says, even now, even though that's the law, no one's trying to enforce the law. And, you know, although he's the Gajapati, but he knows that if he tried, it would cause such a furor. And it's not that all the pandas are like that either. Some of them are also willing to have, it must have been during Haridas Thakur's time also. So sometimes we have to work within local tradition, because the local tradition of conditioned devotional service is also a stepping stone for many people who will in time then become pure devotees. But if you disturb it, then they could become Pashandis, it could become antagonistic, and then their spiritual life would be compromised. So, and Lord Chaitanya was pleased. Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Muslim family. Rup Sanatan were born in a very high class Brahmin family because they were employed. So, and Prabhupada, when he came to Puri, and he wouldn't go in. Prabhupada wouldn't go in. He says, "You don't let my disciples in, I'm not going in." They wanted him to go in, he wouldn't go in. He says, you want me to come in with my disciples? So he wouldn't. That's why even sometimes, let's see, when, you know, devotees are eager to go in to see Jagannath, and the Prabhupada didn't go in. He didn't go on that principle. And I remember once when an Indian disciple went in, they were very happy that they went in. In fact, I was there in Puri at the time. And I said, but they don't like your spiritual master, and why do you want to go in? And she couldn't quite understand. Anyway, let's just hang on for a minute. Something else?
Another thing I was reading was when Lord Chaitanya went to South India and met up with Ramananda Rai at the banks of the Godavari, then he said to Ramananda Rai that, I'm just a Mayavadi, so why don't you tell me about the highest level of God? And they had that conversation. So why did he say that I'm just a Mayavadi?
Because Lord Chaitanya is taking the humble role of being a human being, and because he took sannyas in Mayavad Sampradaya, so he said that I'm a Mayavadi. We paint Sika on Lord Chaitanya. I've not read anywhere, because maybe he didn't have it, but I've not read anywhere that he had a Sika. And Mayavadis don't. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Kesava Bharati, who was a Mayavad sannyasi, because at that time actually Vaishnava sannyasis were much rarer than Mayavad sannyasis. And it also gave him access. He could have, like others, taken sannyas from Madhavendra Puri's line, like Ishwar Puri. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to gain acceptability and trying to convert the Mayavadis as well, who were extremely influential. So that gave him much better access to them, so that when Sarvam Bhattacharya's one, but actually Prakashananda Saraswati, when Lord Chaitanya met them, so they were immediately open to him because he's also one of them. So they immediately let him in, and they were willing to listen to him. And obviously, him being a Mayavadi sannyasi who then converted to Vaishnavism, it appeared that he converted to Vaishnavism, although he was already a Vaishnav in Navadvip. But in any case, it gave a sense of identity. It bridged a gap with the Mayavadis, whom many of he was able to convert, although there were some who were so staunch that they couldn't be approached. And it also helped them deal with the Buddhists as well. So it was part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching plan. I think there were also others who were Lord Chaitanya's associates who'd also taken initiation. Sarva Damodar, was another one who took sannyas in Varanasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his plan. Hare Krishna.